You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
We go down to the river, and into the river we dive. Oh, down to the river we ride.
Well, has that atmospheric river been giving you the blues? Take heart. I think the rain dumped on us this week is pretty much over. Does feel like January. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's going to explain why this phenomenon of atmospheric rivers exists. First, let's get the details on the weather, Cliff.
Well, Bellamy, the worst is over right now. The heavy rain passed through yesterday, and today we just have a few residual showers, mainly in the mountains. So partly cloudy skies, you know, in Puget Sound, maybe you'll see a sprinkle or two, but not much. And it'll get better as the day goes on. But temperatures are only getting to the mid-60s, maybe 65 to 67. So not a bad day. Saturday will be the best day of the weekend. Temperatures will get up probably to the upper 60s, partly cloudy skies, decent day, pretty dry. Unfortunately, a weak weather system is coming in Saturday night, Sunday morning. So clouds will start coming in later on Saturday. And then Sunday morning, somewhere after midnight, the rain will probably start. So I expect some showers, relatively light, between midnight and sometime around breakfast time, maybe 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning, we'll have some showers. And then as the day goes on Sunday, I think the situation will improve. The rain will probably be over by lunchtime, and the clouds will slowly lessen. And I think it'll be partly sunny by the end of the day. The air will be a little bit warmer, so highs will get around 70, maybe 72 on Sunday. And then Monday should be a big improvement. Partly cloudy skies, lots of sun, temperatures getting up to the mid-70s. So Monday, unfortunately, for the weekend lovers, will be the best day of the period.
And Sunday is, of course, Father's Day. So if you're taking Dad on a picnic, it sounds like aim for the later afternoon.
That's right. If you're planning any type of outdoor activity, delay it as much as possible on Sunday, and you'll definitely have better weather.
Now, what about the marathon runners in Seattle on Sunday morning real quick? What do you think?
Well, I think there's a good chance of some light sprinkles earlier on the morning. So if you're 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning, I think there's at least a 50, 60% chance of some showers. So prepare for a little moisture.
Got it. Okay. Nothing, though, like the atmospheric river that kind of really dumps on us occasionally and did yesterday.
That's right. I mean, yesterday was pretty amazing, at least for June. Some places on the windward side, the southwest side of the Olympic Mountains, had 2 to 3 inches of rain yesterday. I mean, that's quite a bit for June. And then on the Cascades, on the windward western side, 1 to 2 inches was not unusual. A few places got higher. The other thing that was really amazing about yesterday was the rain shadow. It was absolutely profound. On one side of the Olympics, on the southwest side, you know, as I mentioned, there was 2 to 3 inches of rain. But cross over 50 miles to Squim in Port Townsend, and they only had a few hundredths of an inch of rain. Isn't that amazing? Hundreds of times more rain on one side of the mountain than the other.
That is amazing. Tell us why that exists. Why do we get this atmospheric river that, you know, the rain shadow also affects?
An atmospheric river is a current of moisture in the atmosphere. And it's really interesting. You know, we have a lot more moisture in the tropics and the subtropics because it's warmer there. But this moisture doesn't move northward in a uniform way. It tends to be concentrated in relatively narrow rivers or streams of moisture that are something like 150 to 300 miles wide. We call these atmospheric rivers because it's this narrow current of moisture moving northward. Now, when these moisture currents or rivers hit our mountains, that's when the real action happens. When this moist air is forced to rise by the terrain, you have a tremendous amount of precipitation as the air cools and the moisture is released. But then, as the air descends on the other side of the mountain, it is compressed and warmed and it dries out quickly. So that explains this whole rain shadow thing that we saw in the Olympics. We had strong southwesterly flow yesterday. So on the southwest side of the mountains, it just dumped. But as the flow sunk down, subsided down by Port Townsend and Squim and then northern Whidbey Island, the air dried very rapidly and the precipitation shut off.
Cool. But what's the source of the atmospheric river? Where does it come from, really?
The atmospheric river is not like a river. You throw water in one side and it comes out the other. It turns out that moisture is converging into the river all the way along its thousands of mile route into our region. So it's, you put moisture in one end in the tropics, that's true, but you also get moisture converging during this whole path towards us, and that maintains the river over long distances. Atmospheric rivers really are the big precipitation source for the west coast of the United States, but generally they're strongest during the winter, and this is an unusual case of having a really strong one during, you know, almost the summer here in the Northwest.
Very interesting. And people are going to be thinking, well, is it because of climate change and, you know, more extreme weather events?
Well, there's no reason to expect that. Things like this have happened before, but global warming will enhance atmospheric rivers. By the middle to end of the century, the atmospheric rivers will probably be 30 to 50% stronger, which means that the precipitation during these intense events will probably get stronger by roughly the same amount.
Thanks, Cliff, and have a happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much, Bellamy.
Professor Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. He also has a popular blog, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we look to the skies.
Boing, boing, 707, going, going, skywardly, heavenly, higher than bluebirds fly.
88.5 KNKX.
Why then, oh, why can't I?
On knkx.org and NPR One.